Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include promising phase 2 results for ruxoprubart in paroxysmal nocturnal hemoglobinuria, PNH, a major triglyceride-lowering breakthrough, new U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and FDA, warnings on itching related to antihistamine use, approvals for sustained delivery in diabetic retinopathy, and expanded use of roflumilast foam for scalp and body psoriasis. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of May 18th, 2025. Let's jump in. Number 1. FDA approves once-daily roflumilast, Zorive. Foam 0.3% for scalp and body psoriasis. The FDA approved Arcutis Biotherapeutics, Ingecan's roflumilast, or Zorive, foam 0.3%, as a once-daily topical treatment for the treatment of plaque psoriasis of the scalp and body in adults and adolescents aged 12 years and older. This approval marked the second for this specific formulation of roflumilast foam and the fifth indication for roflumilast, with roflumilast cream boasting a trio of approvals in psoriasis as well as atopic dermatitis. Number 2. FDA warns about rare, severe, itching after stopping cetirizine or levocetirizine. The FDA announced it will add a warning about pruritus risk after stopping long-term use of common antihistamines, cetirizine or levocetirizine, to the prescribing information. The label will note that pruritus symptoms may improve with restarting the medications, and regulators are requesting manufacturers add a warning to the label of over-the-counter cetirizine and levocetirizine. Number 3. FDA approves Susvimo for treatment of diabetic retinopathy. The FDA approved Genentech's Susvimo 100 mg per milliliter, a ranibizumab injection administered via the port delivery system to treat diabetic retinopathy. Susvimo became the first approved continuous delivery treatment capable of maintaining vision in people with diabetic retinopathy through one refill every 9 months after similar approvals for wet age-related macular degeneration and diabetic macular edema. Number 4. Olezarsen cuts triglyceride levels at 6 months in ESSENCE study. Olezarsen significantly cut mean triglyceride levels compared with placebo for people with moderate hypertriglyceridemia at risk for atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Top-line results from the ESSENCE study showed monthly doses of 80 mg and 50 mg led to a significant approximately 60% reduction in triglycerides at 6 months, with most patients returning to normal levels or less than 150 mg per deciliter. Number 5. Ruxoprubart shows efficacy for PNH in interim. Phase 2 trial results. Interim results from the Phase 2 trial of ruxoprubart, a novel complement-targeting immunotherapy, were positive for the treatment of adults with paroxysmal nocturnal hemoglobinuria. At 12 weeks, novel meds ruxoprubart achieved all primary efficacy endpoints, including transfusion avoidance, increased hemoglobin levels, reduced lactate dehydrogenase, and increased PNH clone size.